The new online food directory in Waterloo Region is giving farm-to-table a new meaning. The new free online service by the Food System Roundtable of Waterloo Region was launched earlier this month and connects the community to local farmers and sustainable food producers. Our goal with waterlooregionfood.ca is to create a vibrant community resource that not only helps residents find food but also deepens their connection to the local food system, said Stephanie Scott, chair of the Food System Roundtable of Waterloo Region. As our region evolves, we want everyone to feel empowered to make choices that support local farmers, increase food security, and contribute to the health of our diverse community. Some of the organizations listed on the site are the Cambridge Food Bank, the Mobile Market, and the Community Garden run by the Rare Charitable Research Reserve. Customers can buy directly from these food producers and suppliers or learn more about how to get involved and grow food of their own. Doug Jones is the chair for the Waterloo Region Community Garden Network, WRCGN, and works at Petersburg Community Garden in St. Agatha. His organization oversees at least 80 community gardens across the Waterloo region, including 12 in Cambridge, while helping break through the challenges of food insecurity. So basically, what we're doing is we're creating a place with the three pillars: grow, donate, and consume. We want to be able to help people actively know where they can get access to local food, said Jones. The Petersburg Community Garden is the model of garden Jones wants to see implemented all over Canada and adds it has the best chance at reducing food insecurity in local communities, especially among new Canadians. This is a hand-up model that I think will probably change the way we look at food security and local food production. So the 20 acres here are farmed by 33 families and groups, and they are growing food on as much as 1 acre, and that food goes back to feed their families and communities. He adds that there are families from all over the world using these plots, and they allow them to stay in touch with their culture while actively growing for neighbors. New Canadians are defining food insecurity as not being able to grow their own food, said Jones. And food is not just life, food is culture. Rare's Springbank Community Garden is also overseen by Jones Group and has 1,400 square meters of plots. The food grown here is used by the community members, and any excess is donated straight to the Cambridge Food Bank. Through its community partners, the food bank was able to bring in 2,000 pounds of fresh vegetables to go directly into their food programs and mobile food market. There are many ways to participate in our food system, whether through buying, donating, or volunteering, and each action contributes to building a stronger, more resilient community in Waterloo Region, said Diane McLeod, Executive Director of Cambridge Food Bank. We are excited to be a part of an online directory that lets people explore multiple ways to get involved, and we encourage other businesses and organizations to sign up. There are at least 5 businesses and organizations listed in Cambridge for consumers to buy from or get connected to grow their own food. The site is continuously looking for more members to add to the directory.